Now, on to SkyMuster. And this satellite has now been in orbit for several weeks. NBNCo isn't saying much about it, but I've done a suss around and found out a few things about it, including where it is. Now, SkyMuster is a mass of 6,440 kilograms. It measures 8.5 by 3 by 3.5 meters. And it has 202 Ka-band transponders. A transponder is a device that takes a signal and resends it. So signal goes up to the satellite and it resends it back down. And its design life is for 15 years. Arianespace placed the satellite into orbit with the Ariane 5 rocket from Kourou in French Guiana. And the initial orbit, with a geostationary transfer orbit, is 250 by 335, 786 kilometres, inclined at 6 degrees. Those parameters again, a low point in the orbit of 250 kilometres, a high point of 35,786 kilometres. Now, if you just took the word of NBNCo, that would be the last you'd ever hear of it, but it's actually gone into another orbit, and SpaceTrack, which keeps track of all satellites, used to be the North American Air Defence Command, where they track satellites, and now listening the satellite as object number 40,940. So it's the 40,940th object entered into their catalogue ever since Sputnik 1 in 1957. And they list the orbit now as 35,746 kilometres perigee, or low point. Perigee, and apogee of 35,773 kilometres. Inclination to the equator is 0.0 degrees, and that means it's geosynchronous and geostationary. Actually, geostationary, and it's located at inclination of 0 degrees, and it's actually located over West Papua, north of the Gulf of Carpentaria. There's several months of testing and so on to go ahead to get it working. So let's go back a couple of weeks now to the launch and hear the commentary that we got from the Arianespace company of how this this vehicle went.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome for our 9th launch of the year from the Guiana Space Center, the 5th with Ariane 5 in 2015. Tonight, Ariane 5 is set to deliver into a standard geostationary transfer orbit two telecommunications satellites, SkyMuster for NBN and ARSAT-2 for ARSAT. Ariane 5 will be required a performance of 10.2 tons. It will have a window of 1 hour and 45 minutes to lift off, opening precisely at 8:30 p.m. Universal Time. The mission will last approximately 32 minutes and a half. I would like to thank NBN for entrusting Arianespace with the launch of its first satellite. As part of the national broadband program promoted by the Australian government, SkyMuster, manufactured by Space System Lorals in Palo Alto, will enable to bring high-speed internet access to remote and rural areas of Australia, as well as to several islands in the Pacific Ocean.
Hello, everybody. I'm Harry Thibodeau, and I welcome our global audience to Kourou, French Guiana for tonight's launch. My comments are also being translated into French this evening. The fifth Ariane 5 of 2015 is on the pad. It's early evening, late afternoon, here on the edge of the Amazon rainforest, 500 kilometers, 300 miles north of the equator. It's been fabulous weather here all week long. It is very hot. The Ariane 5 ECA, she stands over 50 meters tall. And it tips the scales at 774 tons tonight. We're using a 17-meter fairing. Its job is to protect the satellites during the early stages of the flight. And while they've been here on the ground, SkyMaster rides in the top position. It's a huge satellite, one of the largest commercial telecom satellites ever made, a mass of 6,440 kilograms. That's a little over 14,000 pounds. And ARSAT-2 is in the lower position tonight. Under the shoulder, weighs 3,000 kilos. More on them later. The launch window tonight, as Stefan Israel said, opens at 5:30 p.m. Kauru time. Closes an hour and 45 minutes later. Time now to take a look at SkyMaster.
Ariane Space is happy to welcome a new customer, NBN, through a launch contract signed in 2012 for a total of two satellites.
SkyMaster will help deliver world-class broadband services to the rural and remote Australians. This will include offering better opportunities for social connectivity, distance education online through use of video conferencing, improved access to specialist telehealth applications in the home, and exciting new opportunities for businesses.
SkyMaster is built by SSL, celebrating their 100th 1300 platform.
The wonderful drawing on the fairing is by six-year-old Bailey Brooks, the winner of our Shoot for the Stars competition.
I'm pleased to continue the rich and fruitful teamwork for the launch of the second satellite, planned to be launched next year for NBN.
We have enjoyed working with both Arianespace and SSL, who are two of our major partners on this project, and we look forward to working with them again on the launch of our second satellite.
And all is green for our fifth Ariane 5 launch of 2015. SkyMaster is going to change the lives for countless Australians, including that six-year-old Bailey Brooks of Lilac Creek Station, who designed the drawing on the fairing. More on that later, but it is time now for us to turn our attention to our second passenger, ARSAT-2.
Hello. For this fifth Ariane 5 mission of the year, Arianespace is really happy to welcome again the Argentinian operator ARSAT.
ARSAT-2 is our first satellite to provide telecom services in C-band for the American continent, and is the second GEO satellite designed, assembled, integrated, and tested in Argentina. It will also provide telecom services in Cayuban for South and North America.
ARSAT-2 satellite is the second in a series of geostationary satellites that will reinforce Argentina with its own space telecommunication system. It will be located at 81 degree west longitude geostationary slot.
This is the second time ARSAT contracts Arianespace for the launch of its satellites. We want to thank the contribution of this key partner, as well as the rest of our subcontractors, to the success of this mission, and especially the ARSAT and INBAP teams that have been working all along the project.
After sailing 8,000 kilometers from Europe, the Ariane 5 launcher arrived in French Guiana. At CSG, the initial assembly began on August 12th, continued through September 8th. That included mating with the two solid rocket boosters, and then the cryogenic upper stage and the equipment box. We then transferred the launcher to the BAF, the building of final assembly, where it found its two passengers. SkyMaster arrived at CSG August 27th, joining ARSAT-2 that had already been waiting in a clean room. The two satellite teams checked every detail of the payloads that had taken several years to build. Only when all tests were done did we fuel the satellites. At the BAF, the satellites were attached to the launcher. ARSAT-2 rides in the lower position covered by the Silva. SkyMaster is mounted on top of the Silva. Then the fairing encases the entire satellite composite. On September 28th, the launch readiness review gave the green light to head to the pad. Yesterday, the launcher, satellites, and the mobile launch table, a total of 1,760 metric tons, were towed to the launch pad, all by one very special truck. BA-226 is on the pad and ready to fly.
And we now have more from Harry Thibodeau from Kourou in French Guiana. This is the Space Show on 88.3 Southern FM.
And we're under 5 minutes now to launch, and all of the status panel there is green in Kourou. Green means go. Total payload tonight over 10 metric tons, 10,203 kilos, for those who want to be exact. 9,400 of that made up by our two satellites, SkyMuster and RSAT-2. The rest of the mass this evening will be comprised of support structures you'll hear us talking about, including the SILDA, which covers RSAT-2, and it serves as the base for SkyMuster to be attached to. Just a gorgeous late afternoon, bathed in sunlight here at Kourou. We are looking now at the highly skilled engineers who work in a building called CDL-3. It's located very close to the launch pad. I've been there a couple of times, and it's actually built like a bunker. The walls and the roof are literally several feet thick. In the event of an emergency, that building can be sealed off to the outside world. Four groups of people work there and are very busy right now. The launch operations team, the Ariane program production team, the quality management team for Ariane, and the safety team for tonight's launch. And they are monitoring all of the technical aspects of the launcher, the payloads. Tonight they'll be responsible for number 399 and 400th satellite to be carried into orbit by an Ariane family of launchers. Coming back to Jupiter now, you see the green board there up on the left-hand side. All remains go for launch. The excitement continues to build as we close under the three-minute mark. In 2.5 minutes or so from now, Ariane 5 is going to roar to life, and it will send SkyMuster and RSAT-2 into space. Final series of computer checks being done to configure the booster for flight. Years of hard work by thousands of skilled technicians from around the world are about to culminate with the launch coming up this evening. It's a beautiful late afternoon here in Kourou. We are closing in on the last 90 seconds of the countdown. The VIPs here at Jupiter are heading out. I'm watching them now as they head out to the balcony to witness the launch. They'll have a great view as the Ariane 5 powers off the pad and thunders out over Devil's Island, made popular, of course, by the movie Papillon, and that's just a few miles from us now. The next big milestone, the DDO, is going to announce the one-minute mark in the countdown.
DDO, pardon, attention, pour moins une minute.
Can you hear that in a couple of seconds?
Stop, moins une minute.
NBN has viewing parties all across the country. SSL has a viewing party in Palo Alto, California. And, of course, a personal greeting to my co-workers at Viasat all around the world. We built the complex ground segment equipment for SkyMuster. Oh, and six-year-old Bailey Brooks, here it comes. We're going to launch your satellite, SkyMuster.
À tous les DDO, attention pour le décompte final. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, top. Allumage Vulcain. Allumage de ZAP, décollage.
trademark to call it the rumble in the Amazon jungle, and it really is as the mighty Ariane 5 ECA roars out toward Devil's Island, one of those bucket list events to have watching an Ariane 5 thunder into the sky from CSG. A minute into the launch, and the Ariane 5 has already broken the sound barrier here at Corbeau, and this massive Jupiter facility literally shaking. We can feel it now. 1,300 tons of thrust breaking the Ariane 5 free from the bonds of Earth's gravity. 90% of that power coming from the two boosters, each one 31 meters tall, burning 240 tons of solid propellant in 2 minutes. That's better than 2 tons a second. When the boosters have done their job in a little less than a minute from right now, Ariane will be 70 kilometers into the sky. It'll be racing away from us at more than 1.6 kilometers a second, faster than a bullet. The information coming down to us at Gilat, a tracking station on a mountain just behind us here at the Jupiter facility. The next major event is the burnout and the jettison. Two solid rocket boosters. It'll happen in about 13 seconds from right now, when those boosters have completed their job at 2 minutes 20 seconds into the mission. So watch for that. And look at those pictures. In the clear skies above Kourou, the boosters have done their job. We don't need them anymore. Talk about losing weight. On the pad, Ariane 5 was 774 tons, roughly. We're now down to 180 tons. And in the rocket business, when you get lighter, you go a lot faster. Ariane 5 now closing in on 100 kilometers in the sky, traveling at 2.1 kilometers per second. Speed number tonight, by the way, 9.3 is the magic number. Next up, the jettison of the fairing. It's protected the satellites from the elements on the ground.
Trajectoire est nominal.
And in the early days of launch, early moments of launch, we don't need it anymore. And so very shortly,
séparation de la coiffe.
And the DDO has announced it. Here's the fairing dropping away from us this evening on the flight. We just lost in our 2 tons, by the way. Technically, we were in space, but we still have a long way to go. But things are going fine for Ariane 5. We're at 128 kilometers into the sky, and already 300 kilometers downrange from us here at Kourou, and closing in on 3 kilometers per second.
Il reste 3 minutes de propulsion de l'EPC,
and
la trajectoire
just
est nominale.
Incredible to watch that Ariane 5 jump off the pad. You know, one of the questions that I frequently get when people ask me, why am I going to French Guiana to launch a rocket? Well, the Kourou Space Base is located about 500 kilometers north of the equator, and the Earth rotates much faster at the equator than it does, say, at the Kennedy Space in Florida. Thus, the Ariane 5 gets a huge boost from the Earth's rotation. That allows satellite operators, in many cases, to launch heavier payloads and to add more fuel to their bird, increasing their operational life. Thus, the longer it lives up there, the more revenue you can generate. So the bottom line is, it really does pay off in the long run to launch your satellite from the Amazon jungle. History is being made tonight by SkyMuster, one of the most powerful telecom satellites ever. SkyMuster carries 202 Ka-band transponders that will deliver high-speed broadband service to an estimated 200,000-plus households in rural and remote Australia. SkyMuster represents the cutting edge of so-called high-throughput satellite capacity and technology, combining extremely powerful Ka-band satellite payloads with advanced ground segment networking software and hardware technology. SkyMuster will deliver ultra-fast broadband service to consumers and businesses in and across Australia. Viasat, the company I work for, built 10 massive Earth stations and gateway facilities all across the continent. Once SkyMuster goes into operation, the life of Bailey Brooks, that little six-year-old girl we talked about, who emerged as the face of the satellite, her painting was on the fairing of the Ariane 5, all of her friends, their lives will change forever as broadband will be at their fingertips, and that is going to be a life-changing experience for little Bailey Brooks.
And that satellite did make it into orbit, and we are going to have more about SkyMuster in next week's The Space Show. That's between 7 and 8 o'clock next Wednesday.